I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's talk about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
You see what's going on across the country today. I mean, federal law enforcement officers are under assault. It seems to me that the safest way to transfer someone who is wanted or that ICE wants to handle, whether administratively or otherwise, through that process to get the due process that everybody is screaming about, is to transfer that individual from the custody of the jail if there is an immigration detainer. Under the present construct of this office, I don't think that they're honoring those. What would you do?
I'm going to follow the law. It's what I've always done for the last 35 years, follow the law. The current sheriff wants to talk about the things that have been put in place by the federal consent decree. And I think that is a cop out in order not to work with ICE. I work with my federal partners throughout my entire career, and I'll continue to work with them and follow the law. At the end of the day, you have to follow the law. You take an oath as a law enforcement officer to follow the law. Whether you agree, disagree, no matter how you feel personally on it, it is your job to enforce the law.
So let us be precise.
Mm-hmm.
These are civil detainers, right, that are filed.
Right.
Will you honor them, and will you notify ICE that they can come and pick that individual up because they're getting out in a day or two or whatever? And it seems that's what a lot of folks are opposed to. What would you do?
I would follow it. I would have to honor those things. I would work with my federal partners, work with ICE to make sure that it's done. I don't think we have a choice. I think it was necessary, even though it's a civil detainer. It's still working with our federal partners, which we always do, to make sure that we're helping them get done what they need to get done also.
Would you agree that this is the safest course of action to transfer these individuals to ICE, you know, so that ICE isn't compelled to go out there and go to their home, go here, go there, or otherwise?
I think it is absolutely safe because going out into the community looking for someone at their job or in a home, it is always a safety issue, you know, that someone may be hurt, whether it's one of the federal ICE agents are getting hurt, or police that's with them, or the marshal's office that's with them, that's working with them, may get hurt. So I think it's the safest thing to do is from transporting them from one law enforcement agency to another.
I mean, you actually did that, right?
Absolutely.
As a law enforcement officer. So you understand the intricacies of the level of danger that's created not only to the individual, but to the community at large when we have to run that type of operation.
Absolutely, because it's so often that when there is an incident where someone is resisting or the law enforcement has to chase someone or whatever, an innocent person is always hurt or, you know, on the subject of being hurt in those situations. So I think we have to do what's best for the community. We also have to do follow the law. You know, we absolutely have to work with our federal, continue to work with our federal partners, follow the law, and do it the safest way that we possibly can.
The difference between being sheriff and being superintendent of New Orleans Police is it's an elected official. It's an elected position, and politics enter all elections, even if it's for a law enforcement position. There will be some heat if you take that position that, yes, we're turning undocumented immigrants over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement because New Orleans has been, in recent history, a sanctuary city. And part of that sanctuary city status was that there was resistance to turn over illegals from the local jail to federal authorities. How will you deal with that heat that you catch over that as a politician, if elected?
Again, and Newell, you'll understand this, sometimes you have to make tough decisions. And a tough decision, it won't be that tough a decision if you're true to your oath. When you take an oath of office, you say, I am going to follow the law. I'm going to work with my federal partners. I'm going to work with my state partners. I'm going to work with my local partners in law enforcement. And you make the tough decisions and you do the hard job. If you're true to the office, you're going to do what's best for the people of this city.
Talking with Michelle Woodfork. She wants to be the next sheriff. She's leading in the polls now. We'll talk to her after this about if she thinks she can win this election without a runoff in the primary. We'll also talk about, as we have with the other candidates, what is the right size for the jail? How many inmates should be there? It's a smaller jail than it's been historically, but larger than it was just in recent history. And we'll also talk about the escape after this with Michelle Woodfork on WWL.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.